boring. It's red hot.
The freshest music in town.
It's never boring. It's red hot.
The freshest music in town. Jackalope Radio.
Initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission.
Hello and welcome.
Brute Squad.
Greetings, salutations, and once again, welcome to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
I'm your host, Johnny.
Damn, I'm all right.
And in the cockpit, we got Todd.
I'm feeling good.
And always sitting across from me. I can say that now, always, because, you know,
absolutely,
he's got a lot better track record than others.
God dang, man.
What's up, Paul?
Not too much. How are you today, Johnny?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Where the hell's EJ?
He got canceled.
MIA.
He got canceled with all the other diverse DC titles.
Oh, nice.
Jeez,
it's true. There.
It's true. Luke Cage, he is not.
I'm telling you, I said I'll say about anything. Remember that.
I got to tell you, it's a good thing Iron Man didn't have him as a partner, because, man, he'd be in the middle of a fight, turn around for some backup. That dude wouldn't be there.
Should I try to call him?
You should. Hey, I could call him. Hold on. I could call him from the show. Give me a minute. We'll call him from the show.
That would be awesome.
We're going to do it. Give me a minute.
Answer. We should.
We're
he won't answer, but we'll do it.
We'll leave him a message live here on the air.
Absolutely.
And while I'm booting up, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, that would be great.
We're going to do it.
Just go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. That would be awesome.
What is that book you got open over there?
But
what is
that? Dude, it's my new international correspondence.
What the hell is that?
I'm a comic shop owner, and I get in a special category that I get this nice special newsletter every so often.
He's in a category by himself.
Oh, alone, yeah,
you need to criticize.
Who am I to criticize? I'm the man who showed up for Ghost Rider and blew my eyeballs out.
Yeah, dude. You know what's funny? I was going to go this week, and it was funny. We're off Monday, right? I was going to go, but I do not want to see it in 3D. I want to see it in regular, standard 2D.
They have it in 2D, but the thing was, the night of the premiere, or that night at midnight, they wouldn't show the 2D version because they want to make every dime possible.
No. That's BS, because you know what? I went Monday. The only 2D version of it was at noon.
Oh, that's it?
That was it. The entire day. No evenings, no
nothing.
Well,
it does
only
have demons in
noon.
It, so AMC is going to get rid of it so they can play some more Christian propaganda.
Yes. Oh, well, we got to go right there, are we?
Well, that's true.
You know, it is Ash Wednesday.
Ash is in Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
All of a sudden, the Catholics stopped listening to our show.
Good. We didn't want them anyway.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I know a few good Catholics.
He knows a few good Catholics.
Hey,
of course,
you know what? No.
They're in school and they're girls.
And it's very, yeah, touche. They're not in school.
They were.
They do videos.
I bet they do.
Hey, you know,
college.
I once had somebody ask me why I wasn't a Catholic. You know what I told them?
Why?
I'm like, if my God's big enough that I don't need a mediator. But
Listen, the Pope's a superhero fan. We know this to be true. It's
really?
The Batman rings that he has on and such. The ones that cost like $25 million a piece that they can't feed a guy in the street who's
starving. We're
talking
about the freaking ninja, you know, a ninja, freaking Nazi youth rally,
hey,
dude.
Robo Pope, leave him alone.
Nice. No, it's talking about the shows that are coming out this year between March and December.
Okay.
Here you go. I'm curious about your opinion. Tim Burton's got a new movie in. Big, wonderful surprise. It's starring
Johnny Depp.
Dude,
look at that.
That was going to be a surprise. How'd you get that?
Because he's a good actor.
Holy
and
bat
they have
crap,
a,
dude.
Dude, Dark Shadows is going to be awesome.
You know what? I am a big fan of Dark Shadows. I remember being a kid and running home to watch it. I love the 90s with Ben Cross. I thought that was great. It wasn't bad. Ben Cross was a good
Paul,
part of this.
Any Ben Cross words here?
You know, I never got into Dark Shadows.
I never got into that one. Jonathan, well, when I was a little kid, I mean, there was...
See,
Jonathan's
never even got it then.
Brilliant. But the old ones had Quentin.
Right. They had a better werewolf back then.
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah, but you're younger than we are, aren't you?
A little bit. But,
yeah.
But I lived about an hour north of here, so I didn't have quite the number
so
of
they were
girls.
All, gotcha.
Didn't have quite the access. So.
He was younger, but since he lived up north, he was like 10 years behind. So
right.
It was kind of all at the same time.
So you didn't have Ultraman and Giant Robot and stuff. No, poor,
not at all.
Poor bastard. Hey, you gotta write down EJ's number and put it up here so I can call him, because we don't want to put it out over the air even though he deserves it. I will, we're going to call him right here, ladies and gentlemen, right here. He's an 816er, isn't he?
Yep.
Okay, that's all I need to know on that. We're going to call EJ, because he's supposed to be part of this show. He's been on one episode out of like six or seven, even. I mean, I'm starting to think the guy fell off the planet. Hold on, I'm not. That one of those is weird. What's that first one? Is that an O?
It's a figure.
It's not a figure. If that's a figure, that's the worst figure ever. Is that okay? See, he does it to one of them, but not the other. And I'm supposed to be a mind reader. That's what happens around here.
You should know me by now.
Oh Lord, have mercy. That's right. I'm Professor Xavier.
Freaking long hair.
You're one to talk. My God.
I'm going to leave the message this time.
I tried.
It'll be even better.
Oh, well, the test results are back.
That's right.
Oh, this is going to be... He's like, who the hell's calling me from California?
We have the results of the test.
I'm not able to come to the phone right now. If you leave your name and your number, I'll be back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more
options.
This is great.
People are listening to this.
I know.
Hello, EJ. This is Todd Sheets, producer of The Brute Squad at Jackalope Radio, and your test just came in. We got them mailed here to the studio, and we now realize you're invisible. Yes, invisible. It's so nice of you to join us tonight. Too bad you have laryngitis, because everyone would like to hear from you for once since you're a co-host of this show, and you've been here one time out of nine. It's going up every time we say it. First it was six, then eight. Now it's nine.
The fish is getting bigger.
Are you ever going to come back to this show? We're calling you live tonight. We are live. America,
live.
The world is listening right now, and they want to know, where the hell is EJ? All we are, we're glad that you're not Luke Cage Power Man, because if you were, Iron Fist would be getting his ass beat at every turn, because he'd turn around to get some backup. You would be gone. You'd be hanging out. You'd have to have an anniversary. You'd have a rotator cup out. Something would be wrong every week. So, EJ, next week, man, try to make the show. How's that?
That was wonderful.
Johnny, you have a scared, horrified look on your face, Johnny.
No. I'm just broke up that he's not here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Move on.
There's a live deal. He'll be like, oh, hell.
I know.
He's
got
to be here to tell me off, though. It's the only way it
this
works.
Is true.
See, I'm going to show up so I don't get a phone call like that. That's the second phone call that's been done for this show. So.
It has, yeah. Of course, the first time was the host.
True.
That's always fun when that happens. Hey, Johnny, where are you?
Let it go. Let it go.
You could hear crickets. The crickets were like...
I showed up for Star Wars. You said you'd let it go.
I did let it go, but Paul just reminded me.
Dude, you and I are going to have words.
All
right, movies coming out.
Okay.
Let's get back to this.
All right.
Battleship. What do you think, man?
I think it looks like crap.
Dude, I'm tired. It looks like a retread of Transformers.
I think it was a fun game when I was
I did too.
Eight, but
Why take a game like Battleship and make it into a movie? Right.
$200 million to make.
Did you see it? Have you seen the preview? Oh, that's right. You weren't there.
I've seen the previews.
We saw the preview in 3D at the Ghost Rider deal, and it was very long.
I don't want to see it.
Very Transformers-esque.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Dude, it was like that Sky movie. What was that Sky movie that I hated? The Sky movie meets Transformers is what it was. The Sky movie, Skycrackers, the thing where the guy was...
I know what you're talking about.
The aliens, no one can think of it because it sucked so bad. They came from the sky, and you didn't even really get a clear view of the aliens.
We just got rid of that section of Hollywood. So.
Sky, what is it? Sky something. Sky.
Landers?
No, I keep wanting to say Sky View, but that ain't what it is. Come on, guys. Skyline, was that it? Something like that?
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
See, because you're completely out of the loop.
I do not know.
Where the hell was he at? It's Skyline, right? Is that it?
That sounds right, but I'm not sure.
Golly, I don't even know. That's so bad. I mean, seriously, guys. Come on.
I don't know.
It's got to be Skyline.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. IMDb it or something.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't. Yes, it's called Skyline. I cannot believe that you don't know what I'm talking about.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Lord have mercy. Boy, I tell you what, this song's fitting for Johnny right about now. Let me play it for y'all. Come on, Johnny, this one's for you.
No.
The kid is hot tonight.
I'm telling you.
Except for he's not.
I am too. Get off. Take off, eh?
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 Well, aren't we supposed to be talking about movies? Come on, man. Yeah, sidetrack.
That's what I'm trying.
Let's go.
Somebody keeps putting over voiceover. Hey, okay, so I am, Dark Shadows I'm happy about.
In a Village
of Men in Men in Black 3 look pretty decent.
The new poster is much better than that horrible thing they put out to begin with all the numbers on it.
Yeah.
What do you think about Abraham Lincoln Vampire?
To be honest with you, I think it's interesting. And that's the one thing I have to say. If Tim Burton was attached as a producer, it's got to at least be interesting. I've never seen him attached to anything that wasn't at least decent.
Well, that's kind of my opinion. I mean, all I've seen is the poster and just a
that weird preview.
Little clip. Yeah. And it's got an interesting twist.
Who's playing Abraham?
I heard it was you, Johnny.
No.
Oh, sorry.
I'd have been aware of that.
Maybe not.
I know you want to go see Prometheus.
Yeah, that looks kind of interesting. I don't understand the name change whenever it's clearly, the xenomorphs were in the film. It's clearly alien, so I don't kind of agree with that part of it.
Well, when they first were filming it, they denied that it had anything to do with the alien world.
At first, when they very first
Blue
announced
Harvest.
It. Remember when they very first announced it, said it was going to be a prequel to Aliens.
Right.
Then
they
changed it.
Then they changed it.
Now they're changing
now
again.
They're changing again.
Well, they have to realize the minute people see that, they're either going to scream ripoff or prequel.
Exactly.
So you might as well just embrace that it's and it's Ridley Scott.
Admit it. Right.
Admit it, dude.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk what's so wrong with that?
Anything with Tim Burton. So you're kind of excited about Frankenweenie?
I am.
Are you really?
I love the short film. I love Frankenweenie.
See, I've never really liked any of Tim Burton's animation.
I did.
It never really hit me. So.
Nightmare Before Christmas, dude. Holy crap.
It's okay.
The movie was amazing.
So we were talking about earlier today, The New Dread. See, I was like, man, do I really want to go see it? But then I found out that Carl Urban is in it. And I was like, oh, dude, I love that guy and everything he's in.
I do too. Even that damn thing, that
Star
Priest
Trek?
Movie. Priest.
Oh.
Of course, Star Trek.
Oh, Priest, yeah. I forgot he was in that.
He was bizarre as a vampire and priest, but I liked
him.
You know,
he was great as leader of the Pack. Horse Riders.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely.
He was great. I mean, he was a great Bones.
Yeah.
He was a great Dr.
Fantastic.
Bones. I was like, oh my. Yes. He was like freaking channeling DeFrost Kelly.
He was a fanboy. He'd watched.
Did he just call him DeFroster?
I think so.
I think he did.
But he had watched the entire original series with his son. To get ready for the movie,
wow!
And he was prepared. He hit it.
Yeah. He hit it good. Well, and I got to tell you, going back to Tim Burton for a minute, when Nightmare Before Christmas came out,
right?
This is the weird thing. It came out and man, it did well, but people freaked out in the religious circles here in the Midwest. So Disney pulled their name off of it. This is the truth. 1 week after the toys were in Walmarts, they were being pulled from the shelves. And I was there, and they were throwing them in carts. I said, what, you're not going to sell these? Oh, we're going to sell them all right, $1 a piece.
Right.
So I snagged on a few of those. And now, of course, they're worth a ton, those original
Hasbro.
But here's the thing. Years later, Disney finally re-embraces it when they decide, hey, I can make $3 off of this.
Exactly.
And how crap is that? You weren't behind the property. You didn't believe in it. And I honestly always felt like the movie had a lot of heart, and it was really whimsical. There was nothing about it that should have been banned by Disney. I mean, have you seen their movies? An animal dies at the beginning of every Disney movie except Nightmare Before
whimsical.
Christmas.
Whimsical. That is so awesome.
It was whimsical.
That is great.
It was whimsical.
Dude, I should Rickroll you Jack, using that word.
The Pumpkin King.
Come on, man.
No, it was. I mean, no, that is, it's great. But you are right. Jerks. It's like every freaking Disney movie, somebody's dying in.
In the first 5 minutes, someone, except for Lion King, they let him live for 20 minutes or 15 or whatever, then they killed him off. But every one of them has the same plot. Some poor little cub's going to lose a parent. If you're a cub and Disney signs you up, you're losing a parent. It must be part of the deal. It's kind of like signing a deal with Satan.
Yeah.
And in this case, I really do believe it fits. And at that point, Simba signed a deal with the devil. I want to be a star. I just can't wait to be king. And the next thing you know, dad's dead. It's all part of the deal.
Well, it's funny because I was watching that, was it the Frog Princess or Princess and the Frog?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, come on. I got kids.
The NAACP.
Disney version, yes.
Don't get me started on that one, but yes.
But do you know what's great about it? I'm sitting there watching it, and then one of the main characters is like this bug that gets stepped on and crushed and dies.
Okay.
And my son turns around, looks at me, and goes, wow. He goes, how dark is Disney? And I'm like, and she goes, isn't he supposed to like come back or something? I go, he's dead. And he goes,
that was a sacrifice, man.
In a Disney movie?
It's a wonder the chick didn't pull out the voodoo box. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. But you are right. Disney is very freaking dark.
They're bloodthirsty.
Well, and here's the thing with that movie. I needed to pop in because, you know, if you bring up that movie, I have to pop in.
Right.
Disney was really trying hard to do something for the African-American community because the NAACP was screaming at them that their cartoons weren't friendly enough for the African-American community. So they went and they tried to do this movie. They had to have a representative from the NAACP there during the scripting process. While they were casting it, they had people going off on them. Immediately, people were calling them racist because she happened to be like a handmaiden or whatever. Everything they did. Wow. And I'm like, really? You know what? You're trying to cater to the same people that are now giving you nothing but grief night and day. How about this? Make a movie about a kung fu guy that beats the hell out of everybody, and I'll go watch it. Right. Like Kung Fu Panda.
Right.
They didn't care. I loved everything about that movie. No one worried about race and nationality. You just enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, as long as it's a quality movie,
it shouldn't matter about color. And I'm tired of that. I really try to live my life colorblind.
Two words. Jack Black.
Let's really speak about this for 1 second. In the entertainment industry, I am trying to live and teach my children to live colorblind.
Well, we're going to go here, aren't we? We're going to go there tonight.
And you know what? They would be living colorblind if it weren't the media that kept pointing out what people's colors are.
Okay, this is, and I totally agree because I get so pissed off about it. Because the biggest thing that gets me is, let's talk about these stupid music awards. Music awards are like the bane of my existence. Because the thing that ticks me off about them is, we're not going to do racism, we're not going to do anything racial,
right.
But guess what? We're going to have best black vocalist. And it's bullcrap because, I mean, I'm telling you.
Best singer, period. Why do we have to have, hey? And that's the weirdest thing, because I find that this racism is kind of bleeding into our comics.
It is.
It's bleeding into our movies, our TV shows, our music.
Right. Well,
and that's what's bothering me.
Well, the big, huge article, one of the articles on Newsarama today was talking about DC and how like they're getting ready to cancel 6 titles. And 3 of those are diverse characters. And everybody's upset because they're canceling the diverse characters. Well, you know what? They don't sell.
Create a new character. People are mad because you killed off one of their old favorite characters and brought him back as a cares what
color
we are.
Well, it's like Firestorm. They got rid of Professor Stein. They got this Jason Roach, and all of a sudden now they're making the whole comic a black-white thing.
Right.
Okay, why? God, I wish EJ was here tonight because we got a lot of the same opinions on this.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't be bothered by the skin. It ought to be judging by the person's soul, how they act, who they are, what their interests are. Do I like a girl because she's white? Do I like a girl because she's Italian? I like a girl because of what she does.
Right.
You know,
are we not all humans? That's my point. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous for people to even...
Well, there is a thin line there.
Well, when it comes to me, of course, but...
The media is the ones... I mean, you go listen to the magazines.
You know, and plus the fact is we're all minorities in this country nowadays. White people, black people, Latino people, Asian people, we're all minorities because we're all governed by a bunch of a-holes that don't care about us. That's the bottom line. And I think colorblind is the only way to live in comics, in movies. I don't want to hear people saying, man, what an amazing black artist. How about what an amazing artist?
Well, see, and that's the whole, yeah, exactly. And why is it that, okay, let's talk about it. You can't say the F word on the air, right? There's certain words that you can't say on the air. Now, if they're going to actually regulate what we watch, what we see, why don't we do it to a positive note? Why don't they sit there and say, hey, wait, you're singling out black guys here. Get rid of it. You're singling out white guys here. Get rid of it and make a even playing field. Well, we got the Black Music Awards, and on the when you watch the Black Music Awards, have you ever seen all of a sudden them slip?
You're certainly not going to see them slip in the Foo Fighters. I'll tell you that much right now.
But that's the point.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, okay, that's great. I'm Native American, but you know, you want to be prideful. But by that same token, is best. I love Best New Artist.
That's great.
Who's the Best New Artist of that year? Best, you know,
Best Group. Best.
Group.
The truth of the matter is, I think it is something that in pop culture is frustrating because we already have so much. I looked at the Best Buy thing and I opened it up. And here in the Midwest, I don't know about the rest of the country. I do know in L.A. it's a rock and roll town. But here, it's like you open up the Best Buy ad and it's like 9 black artists, 1 country guy, and the Foo Fighters. And I'm like, that's what has really pushed every Nickelodeon show that has musical artists. When's the Foo Fighters been on there? They haven't. But yet hip-hop guys are on there every week. But
we're not going to listen to what teens listen to. But, I mean, let's get real.
Well, I know that, but the point is,
girls,
when we were teens, we had a choice. Back on those days, MTV didn't just play 90% hip-hop. They played
everything.
They played, like, you'd sit there and see Slayer, Cyndi Lauper, Madonna, LL Cool J, and Iron Maiden on the same block.
Right.
And you'd be like, yeah, let me choose.
Your Quiet Riot. Here's your Madonna. And let's follow it up. You know,
Fat Boys. It was everything.
Yeah.
Everything was there and everything was represented. And it wasn't like it is now where, okay, it's hip-hop 90%, 95%. Right. It's BS reality TV most of the time.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, wait a minute.
But
you're missing
VH1.
That big chunk of reality TV.
VH1 Classics got in trouble by the NAACP. They actually sent them letters and were protesting them because VH1 Classic didn't have enough black programming. And they're like, dude, we're just playing the videos that were out at the time. They were playing everything.
Yeah.
I would see Lisa Lee and the Cult Jam or whatever it was. You know, the Lisa and the Cult Jam, that Hispanic girl, the Mexican girl.
Right?
She was great. And then you turn around.
Well, you had Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine. Same
you
thing.
Had, you had Prince. You had Morris Day and
the
Time.
I like
you had all these things. And then at the same time, you had the 2 hours of heavy metal. Well, now you don't have a full night of heavy metal anymore. You might get an hour, hour and a half, because they have to have rap blocks now. They have the hip-hop stuff that isn't even VH1 Classic. That's classic. It's crap. Look at that. Jeez, we went on a tangent.
I'm telling you.
We went out.
Well, tell you what, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more from
Brute
the Brute
Squad.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life. Gives it all he can, saves all his money, works overtime, pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely. absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself, you're all in the world to me.
Personnel,
you got it.
You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
Welcome back to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Yeah. After that, it gets quiet.
It does.
The big mouth has spoken.
I don't even know what we're going to talk about now.
Yes, you do. Tell people what's going on. Since you didn't take the time to read a comic or do any goddamn research for this show.
I did. Wow!
This is the show without an EJ. No one cares anymore.
God. Did I, like, wrong you in a past life or what? I'm going to come back there and rip that shirt off you is what I'm going to do.
All right. Now, now, now.
Oh, Jesus. He just wants to see my nakedness.
I know it is.
He just wants to see nakedness in the studio.
No, I want to see you without the shirt I gave you because you don't earn it. Know your role. Know your role.
I know my role. There's cinnamon kind and egg rolls.
God. Yeah, they do. The one thing to talk about is they do, you know, as everybody knows, they always have the solicitations of what's coming out.
Right.
And they got six new titles because DC, as we've talked about in the past, have canceled six of their titles, three of them being diverse titles that everybody's on an uproar about.
Why didn't they cancel Batman Incorporated? Everyone wants them to.
That's the new one that's come back.
I know. Most people really want it to go.
I didn't like the concept of it.
But no, the good thing is Grant Morrison said that he'll be on for the next 12 issues.
I don't care.
I knew you'd be excited to hear about He Who Should Not Be Named.
I don't care.
Yeah, you're a big fan. Come on.
What I care about is the fact that they've taken what is the basis of a character and basically tossed it out a window, flushed it down the toilet.
Oh, I can guess what the other title they've added. Here's another title they've added.
What's that?
Dial H for Hero.
Weird.
That didn't work in the 90s, and they're going to try it now.
Well,
but you remember, this is a new universe,
yes.
And we're going to go in a new direction, and we're going to bring in and create new characters. So we have Dial H for Hero, we have Earth 2,
but here's the
we
thing.
Have World's Finest, and these are all new things that we've never heard of before.
But how many young readers know what a dial is?
Nobody.
I mean, it needs to be push button for Hero or tap for Hero for Hero.
Text
for Hero.
Tweet for Hero.
Exactly.
That's it.
Well, here's my question. You know, we were just talking before the break
good
about
call.
Diversity. That is a good one. But why not create all new characters that are African-American and Latino and Asian for this new launch of new titles instead of killing off an old character and making them come back this other nationality?
Not only that, but they're making them unrecognizable, like the new Raviers. You know, or Ravengers or
Ravengers,
whatever.
Yeah.
What the heck kind of a name is that?
Well, basically, it's
Raviers?
Like...
Raviers? What's that?
It's supposed to be like a takeoff of Teen Titans.
Okay.
And Beast Boy is now brown.
Okay. He got a hair transplant.
But what I'm saying is these are iconic characters that it's like they're changing for the sake of change. You know, why change Gar and make him brown? That's not Beast Boy. And what's bad is I'm taking a look at...
He was green or something, wasn't he?
He was always green.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, Teen Titans is still big over there overseas.
Right.
I mean, your Tiny Titans and all that's
then
crazy.
Then again, so is Jerry Lewis.
That's true.
Lady! But I think part of the reason they do it is exactly this, so people talk about it. So it becomes part of the conversation, and somebody's going to pick up that first issue just to find out why. And see if there is a reason why that he's no longer green.
Which means they're basing all their new writing styles on publicity stunts. They have the exact same thought process in the Natural Require. As long as it's bad, even if it's bad press, as long as it's press, it's good press.
For that initial,
this should be
initial reader, yeah,
yeah. But see, I don't want to put my DC comic icons on the same category of the National Effing Inquirer.
Well, I mean,
that's why I'm just saying Inquirer a bunch.
Huh?
I just want you to say Inquirer a whole bunch.
You gotta leave me alone. I've been up a long time today.
Dun, 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 dun.
But I mean, really, it's kind of like, wow. It's like, we're going to change for the sake of change, but we're going to bring back all the stuff from the 90s and from the old days.
Right.
And it's kind of like, it doesn't make, like the Earth 2. They're bringing back Earth 2, and at first I was excited because I'm a big Earth 2 fan. I like, you know, Jay Garrick and all this. And the picture they're showing looks like Donna, Superboy, and Batman.
They
weren't really even in Earth 2.
Only, and it's not even Batman from what it looks like. It looks like maybe Dick Grayson. He looks like he's throwing the
baton.
Sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but, and then they're fighting parademons.
Right.
Like there's a dark side in Earth 2. Like, we already have that as a villain. And
maybe,
that's the
maybe it's the same dark side between the two Earths, too.
But see, this is my problem. My problem is I can understand this. Hey, we want to kind of jize up the DC universe.
Right.
But by the same token, you have just made a universe that's no longer the DC universe.
Right.
I mean, really, it's not. Because none of the stuff is being rewritten. I mean, here we go. The new Superman. This is the greatest thing in the world. Because how many times have I brought up... And I think it was last week, the week before, that I was complaining that every time I read Supergirl, she gets her butt kicked by some new character, right? Every single issue of Supergirl is her getting the crap kicked out of her.
But this is Superman.
But now this is the new Superman title, issue 6 that came out. And what happens? Superman beats the crap out of Supergirl when she guest stars in his book. You know, I think Gail Simone's going to add Supergirl as, what is it, Girlfriends or Refrigerator website? Isn't that it?
It's exactly it.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, as far as the artwork, it's freaking awesome. I mean, Perez and, I mean, Nicola Scott, freaking awesome. And I'm digging it. I mean, I love watching it. I love reading it. You know, it's just, but God, really? You got to beat up Supergirl we're in issue 6, so we've been around 6 months, and Supergirl's got her ass handed to her about 12 times, I think. Crazy. Blackhawks, does it matter? No, it's got canceled.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, it got canceled again. I mean, because it's one of the war books. It's like,
they
canceled this. I mean, Blackhawks, they're canceling, what was the other one they just canceled? Men of War.
Yeah.
But then they're going to bring back a new war book.
Well, keep the trademark alive.
Mm. Is that what that is?
Absolutely.
Well, at least they got a plan.
Some kind of plan.
Yeah. Some kind of. Justice League Dark came out. Peter Milligan. I'm telling you, I'm really digging Justice League Dark. It's one of the few books that I really like because it's got some new characters. It's got some old.
Right.
You got Dead Man, who's really hasn't been a spotlight in DC for quite a while, but they kind of built him up with Brightest Day,
absolutely,
and now they're keeping him up there, which is cool. They've also got Zatanna, who I'm still got to get used to this whole new kind of weird goth look she's got going on. Constantine's back, but I'm really digging it because, I mean, every time I pick it up, I don't know where it's going.
Okay.
It's one of those books that I really don't know where it's going, and it's not like, hey, Superman's going to fight this guy. Oh, Batman's going to go after
right.
Two-Face. I mean, it's I like a fresh feel. I think that's a win-win.
Hey, if Batman's going after Two-Face, I'll read it every time. But
really? Curious George goes after Two-Face, and you're going to read it.
Well, very true.
New Aquaman. I got to tell you, Aquaman is freaking brilliant. I mean, Geoff Johns, once again, all over his game.
Well, it's surprising. Isn't it one of the best, the highest sellers in the store now?
In my store, yes, the highest seller by far. I mean, I almost sell double this of any other title.
Right.
I mean, I'm selling more Aquaman in my store than Batman.
And a year ago, would you have thought that possible?
A year ago, I said if Geoff Johns wrote him right, it would
yes.
happen. But I've been arguing this point for a long time. I've been saying that Aquaman could be a great character.
Yes.
But what's so funny is Mira goes to the grocery store. And this
exciting.
Well, you'd think that, oh, really? That's what I want to hear about. But, man, it's freaking awesome because she doesn't even know how to shop.
Right.
It's kind of like he takes regular, you know, just
mundane.
Ordinary, mundane things. And what does he do? How would a superhero deal with it? And he's doing it smart. It's intelligent. The artwork is great. You got Ivan Reyes, as always. I mean,
right.
Aquaman, if you're not reading it, put it this way. You're not reading it, come to my store. I'll give you a copy for free. I mean, I'm serious.
You can't beat that.
You can't beat that. I mean, I'll give you a copy to read it because that's good. Green Lantern New Guardians. I'd have to say, out of all the Green Lantern titles, it's probably the one I'm the most disappointed in with all the New 52.
And why is that?
I would say it's kind of tied with Red Lanterns. I like Red Lanterns. I want to like Red Lanterns.
Right.
The artwork is great on Red Lanterns, but basically you've gone six issues just to get three Red Lanterns consciousness. It's like it's moving at a snail's pace. They need to pick it up.
Okay.
Green Lantern New Guardians, it doesn't seem like it's really... It's very forced. We're going to have each a character from each lantern, and we're going to force them together, and now we're going to force them to fight together. It's just, it doesn't have a good flow. And I think a lot of it's Tony Bard. I mean, he's a great writer normally. He's done Batman in the past, which is great.
Right.
But as far as this whole ensemble of Green Lantern, it's not flowing for me. The new Batman Dark Knight, everybody's kind of interested in because... Paul Jenkins and David Finch is, of course, doing The Dark Knight. But this whole issue is the premiere of Bane in the new universe.
Right.
And, of course, it has nothing to do with the movie coming out. I just want to put that out there for a fact. But they got this new super kind of Venom going out. And supposedly this is going to be making him stronger and smarter now. Like, the more he uses it, the smarter he becomes.
Right.
I've noticed that they've kind of got him looking a lot more kind of like the Bane in the movie.
Well, in the movie, in the Arkham City game.
Yes.
The tanks and everything on his back, yeah.
Right. The one thing that I'm kind of, I don't know how I feel about is because I was a big fan and a big advocate for the Secret Six.
Right.
I really like where that was going. You know, we were talking about Gail Simone on the break, and, you know, I like a lot of her writing. Not all of it. You know, I don't go gaga over, but she is a really great, talented writer, and she
right.
has one of those things about really bringing, you know, the human side to characters. I mean, I think that's
very
like
true.
Her strong suit. She can really get in the dynamic of, hey, this is a character. He's a bad guy.
Right.
But, I mean, Secret Six was these villains, and week after, well, month after month, of reading these titles, you really grow to care about these characters that you would never care. It's Marvel did the same thing back in the day, back in the 90s, when they had Thunderbolts first right. premiered. I mean, here's guys that were the Masters of Evil and everything, and, you know, you never would care about them. It was kind of cool the way they presented them, because they made them these great superheroes, and I got to tell you, that's probably one of the greatest surprise.
Twist, yeah.
It was the greatest twist when I read it, because of course back then you didn't have internet spoiling everything, but or my shows like this. But the greatest part about it was I'm reading this the one or two issues of it, and these are great new characters, and they got great powers, and you're really getting into this whole Atlas, what's going on with Atlas? What's going on with Mockingbird? I think Mach 1 and Mockingbird, they kind of got some tension there, chemistry. And you kind of find yourself really caring about these guys. And then all of a sudden you got the big splash page of, these guys are all villains. And you're like, wow, I've been caring about villains.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, but I still care. At that point, I was a sucker. I was in, I was like, hey, hook, line, sinker, I got to read this. And that's kind of, where I was with Secret Six. I really was enjoying the depth of Bane. Okay. And what I'm afraid of in this is they've made him this big, super strong powerhouse with the Venom again.
Right.
Which anybody that was reading Bane before 52, he had become bigger than Venom.
Right.
He didn't need it anymore. He was this big, great villain, and he was using his psyche to outthink other characters.
Absolutely.
He had finally came to terms with Batman, and it made him a great character. And it seems like now, and I mean, granted, it's only one issue in, so I'm not going to really totally say, hey, he sucks, but it's like we're back to the very beginning of Bane, like that whole walk we had with him. That
right.
whole learning process we had with him, that kind of growth that we had with him, now we're back to square one.
Well, I'm hoping that this is just part of this storyline in Dark Knight, because, I mean, we had Two-Face in the first issue or two on Venom, and he's off of it now. I'm hoping this is just a progression of each of the villains, or some of the villains are getting hooked on it for a brief period of time.
Well,
and maybe Bane is not going to be stuck on it for a while.
Well, what I read in this one is, like he said, basically Bane was talking about how the other villains, what it did to them.
Right.
But for him, he said, the only thing it does to me is make me smarter.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, great. I'm like, well,
yeah.
I'm like, and that's the problem that I really have overall with this new 52, with it's not our 52, it's not our Earth.
No.
Is that we have these characters that we are vested in for so long, and we're waiting for that payoff. You're waiting to see what's happening to these characters, and now you've created new characters where you're never going to get that payoff.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, hey, we're going to do the Lord of the Rings movies, and we're going to put out the Fellowship of the Ring. We're going to put out the Two Towers. But we're not going to do the Return of the King, because we're just going to go ahead and do the Hobbit.
Exactly.
So you never get to see what happens.
The payoff. There is no payoff.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, there's no payoff. We're just going to take you to a different table, to a different game.
Right.
And it's kind of hard for me to, I don't know how to feel about that. I really don't, because I really love my DC characters. It's like, and it's one of those things, it's kind of like taking medicine.
Right.
I mean, to give it an analogy,
okay.
I want my Batman. I want my Nightwing.
Yeah.
So it's like, so I'm settling. And should I really be settling on my comics?
And
that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, and like I said, some of them are great, because, Green Lantern is doing well.
Right.
I'm loving the Justice League Dark. I mean, Nightwing's kicking ass all over the place. I mean, the first issue, second was a little bit rocky getting in.
Once
but
they
now
got
this,
going, yeah. Once
but now
they
this concept that he's traveling
right.
is awesome.
Right.
Flash, I'm even kind of digging. I mean, this month, we actually got number 6 comes out, and we finally get Captain Cold. And it looks like he's a very modern, upscaled Cold.
Okay.
It's not like the old school, hey, I'm in a parka.
Right.
And I'm kind of liking it. He's a little bit younger, and he's a little bit meaner, and I think I'm really going to enjoy what the Flash is doing with him. The one thing that's very odd is now Barry is totally dating somebody that's not Iris. So this is one of the first casualties, I think, of, hey, we're going to break. What's going on? I mean, besides, right. you know, Lois being with some other guy and Clark walking in.
True.
But it's kind of like they're doing the whole Brand New Day with, you know, Mary Jane.
Right.
Hey, we're going to separate things and just see how it goes. Going over to X-Men Legacy came out. It was a pretty good read. I mean, right now you got Exodus trying to take out Cyclops and Utopia. And it's pretty decent. The problem you have is you have this big X-Men versus Avengers coming out soon.
Right.
And every title is going to basically be X-Men versus Avengers, which I think is a little bit overkill, but it is what it is. It's a big event. We'll see how it plans out. I mean, I really kind of... Do we need our good guys fighting our good guys? I mean...
It just had Civil War. It happens all the time. So.
But it's like one of those, it's like, okay, right. we just had Civil War.
True.
We've put the Marvel and, I mean, the mutants and the heroes together. You got Steve Rogers now kind of in charge of all superhuman activity, working right. with Cyclops, and all of a sudden, let's have him go to war. I don't know. For where the universe is right now, I'm not really buying it.
It seems a little rushed, but...
And it's all because we'll they're fighting over the Phoenix Force.
Right.
You know, the Phoenix Force is coming back to Earth, and they're, like, fighting over it. Because Captain America, of course, wants it destroyed, and Cyclops wants, you know, hey, it might be Jean, and I got to stop everything for her.
Right.
So, we'll see. X-Men's pretty good. I got to tell you this. Molina, who's doing the artwork, not a big fan. His proportions are just totally all over the place.
Yeah. You were showing some of the pictures earlier, and...
I mean, honestly, I'm not digging it at all. I mean, it looks very sloppy. The characters are very sloppy. I've seen better artwork out of kids in high school. And it's pretty sad that this guy is making, you know, this is his job.
Right.
He's getting paid to do this, and I wouldn't pay him. Danger Girl Revolver. Let's go over to some indies. I got to tell you, the artwork is good. It's clean. It's not quite Campbell, but, you know, the thing I like is he's keeping the spirit of the Campbell artwork.
Right.
You know, it's looking good. It looks like they're adding a new Danger Girl, so they'll finally be up to three.
Nice.
Alice in Wonderland by Grim Fairy Tales came out from Zenscope, the second issue. You know, it's a big... You know, it drives me nuts about this title, and I'll tell you the why. The main covers are decent covers.
Right.
And then they always got these exclusive covers that are so freaking kick-ass. I want them so bad.
But there's a catch.
And there's a couple that I really wanted, and they're always exclusives.
Right.
And I was looking online, and they're going for like $200. It's like a cover for $200. I'm like, really? I really want it, but $200?
Right.
Come on. The inside artwork isn't even deserving of that. I'm so sick of the cover art change. And that's pretty much it for the new. I mean, Secret. I would talk about the Secret Avengers that came out, but you know what? I was all hep for that. Like the whole idea of Hawkeye and Beast
right.
and Black. And then I opened it up and it's like, God, Marvel, did you lose every good artist to DC?
They lost a lot of them. The New 52 took it out of them.
Oh, it totally killed them. I don't know what to do.
I don't know that you can do anything, buddy. You're just going to have to give it up or keep going.
I know. It's tragic.
It's terrible, really.
What's the other new one? Dial H. G.I. Combat. That's the other one. That was it. I knew I was thinking about it. I think the other thing we saw in previews is they're premiering the Green Lantern and the Aquaman for the new DC direct figures.
Right.
I got to tell you, I don't know what their strategy is. Because they were pumping out black, unless they ran out of paint on the Blackest Night figures. That's the only thing I can think of.
Right.
It's like, we're what, up to eighth line of...
I believe so.
I mean, we did like eight or nine of the Green Lantern.
Right.
We did all these eight, I think, of Blackest Day. They pumped out two of the Brightest Day.
Right.
And then it's like, crickets, where'd the figures go? Oh, we're throwing some Arkham here and there. But as far as, like, DC...
They're just trickling out one or two a month.
I'm wondering if they didn't have a whole bunch of stuff in line and this whole 52 came out of left field and it's all of a sudden
feeling,
like, oh, crap.
I have a feeling that's a big part of it. I mean, we had the Batman figure solicited this past month and then these two figures this month. And yep. from the solicitations, it's going to be nearly a year to get the full Justice League.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And in any other set, it would be like one or two.
Exactly.
You'd be like 1 or 2 months, you're done.
Right.
I mean, like they did with the Brightest Day, they dumped them both.
Yeah.
At the exact, you know, pretty much, it was supposed to be 2 months apart, and they did it was like a week apart.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of figures, you know, we got the Hot Toys premiere. For those of those that haven't seen yet, Hot Toys has shown this big picture of the Avengers.
Beautiful picture.
Hawkeye, Black Widow, Thor, Iron Man.
Captain America,
Nick Fury, which we talked about last week, and then behind them all is this huge Hulk.
Yes.
I am so excited for a Hot Toys Hulk.
It's going to be massive.
Oh, I know. I mean, granted, look at the Ironmonger.
True.
It's huge. So I'm betting it's going to be about a $400 or $500 piece. It'll probably be like $495 for the Hulk.
Probably.
I mean, think about it. What accessories can the Hulk have? I mean, purple pants and,
That's basically it.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, the only thing I could think of them doing is something similar to what they did with the Luke investment.
Yeah.
And they actually did a Bruce Banner with the Hulk. Because let's get real. Who's going to buy a Bruce Banner without the Hulk?
Well, no one.
They could do like they did the, what was it, the original Hulk movie where you could put Bruce Banner inside the Hulk, the little figures they had.
I've been trying to forget that.
Well,
thanks.
You're welcome.
I had therapy over
that.
Glad
to bring it up.
Did you hear what's going on? Not meaning to change the subject, but we're talking about action figures here at the end of the show. I'd like to say our friends that have been creating like the Space 1999 Migos that have been redoing all these Migos from the original molds, like the Mad Monster Migos, are putting out the Kiss Migos once again. 12-inch and 8-inch.
I saw that.
They're going to be very nice. And they're really not that much more expensive than they were. I mean, the 12-inch Kiss figures were, what, $39.99 when we were kids?
Okay.
They're $69.99 now. So there's not that much difference.
$29 when we were kids.
Were they? I thought
they were
$39. Well, Venture, I think, upped the price a little on me. But and then
That's a name from the past.
Yeah, and the 8-inch ones look amazing. They're just like a shrunken version of the big ones, and they look fantastic. So I had to give everyone a plug for that. So you might look for them out there. They're coming in March, they say. So I'm looking forward to
those. I'll be
ordering them. I'd love to see you order those.
I'll be getting those.
Yeah. I know if nothing else, Hastings will have them if Johnny doesn't end up getting them.
Oh, I'll be getting them. I'll be throwing out Hastings. What's wrong with you?
I'm throwing out Hastings because when you don't get something, we got to throw them a bone.
I'll just throw it in your box. How's that?
Okay. God, I just got the evil eye.
Yeah.
Damn, son of a bitch! Okay, we're out of time.
We are out of time. So once again, thanks for tuning in for the Brute Squad, and we'll be back next week. Same Brute time, same Brute channel.
Brute Squad!